Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, only on The Fan Upstate.
Yes, the water cooler cheat sheet, the top three sports stories that you need to know before you get to the office, you get punched in, you respond to those passive-aggressive emails that your boss, for some reason, was firing off at you yesterday while you were trying to sit down and watch the Masters. It is the water cooler cheat sheet. Let us begin, ladies and gentlemen, with item number one, dominance. There is no other word that you need to use when you talk about Scottie Scheffler, the WGF world number one, and the performance that he put on yesterday to close out his second green jacket in 3 years. The young man from Texas had been ranked number one in the world for more than 80 weeks coming into this tournament. Since February of 2022, he had won 8 times on the PGA Tour, a stretch that saw him become the first golfer ever to win the Players' Championship in back-to-back years. Scottie Scheffler came into this tournament described as the best ball striker since Tiger Woods in his prime, and he put that on full display yesterday. Now, Scottie Scheffler had only one major championship in his back pocket. That, of course, was the 2022 Masters. There were questions about whether or not Scottie Scheffler was indeed the next generational superstar of the game. And he answered that question yesterday with a robust yes. He entered Sunday's final round of the 88th playing of the Masters at Augusta National Golf Club with a one-shot lead. On the back nine, he took off. Carded a 4-under 68 across the final 18, finished at 11-under for the tournament, and beat his next closest competitor, Sweden's Ludvig Åberg, by 4 strokes. Åberg was an amateur at Texas Tech a year ago, was attempting to become the first golfer to win the Masters in his debut since Fuzzy Zeller in 1979. Åberg posted a 3-under 69 in the final round. Max Homa was in the mix. Colin Morikawa was in the mix. Tommy Fleetwood was in the mix, and he smoked all of them. Scottie Scheffler said after the match, quote, "I feel like I'm playing really good golf right now. I feel like I'm in control of my emotions as I've ever been, which is a good place to be. I feel like I'm maturing as a person on the golf course, which is also a good place to be. I think it's hard to argue with the results of the past few weeks. I've been playing some nice golf, but I really try not to focus too much on the past." Scottie Scheffler joins an elite club, becomes the 4th youngest golfer to win multiple green jackets. The only guys who have done it younger than him: Jack Nicklaus, Seve Ballesteros, and Tiger Woods. Those guys did it at 25 and 81 days for Jack, 25 and 100 days for Eldrick, 26 and 2 days for Seve. Scheffler did it at 27 years of age. Claimed his second Masters in only his 5th start at Augusta. That is the second fewest starts needed to accomplish the feat in the tournament's history, and the only guy who did it quicker was Horton Smith, who did it in the debut debut and the third year of the Masters in 34 and 36. Scheffler became only the fifth golfer in Masters history to win multiple green jackets by three strokes or more. Eldrick did it in 97 and 02. Seve did it in 80 and 83. Nicholas did it in 65 and 72. And Sam Snead did it in 49 and 52. In the past 35 days, Scottie Scheffler has claimed three tournament titles against elite fields at the Arnold Palmer Invitational, at the TPC, and now at the Masters. I don't know what you want me to say about the guy. He's doing everything right. The drives are straight. The iron shots are pure. When he got into trouble, he had no issue getting out of it. He had a shot on, was it 13 yesterday? Where his drive ends up in the sand, about 112 yards out. Now, I'm going to tell you, as a golfer, that's a tough shot to hit, okay? Tough shot to hit. You're stuck, probably, for most of us regular people, playing out with your low irons. You're probably having to come 8-9 iron out of the sand, but that also takes some of your angle to dig up under the ball away from you. What does this guy do? Pulls out the pitching wedge, gets a grip on it, drops it on the green. The green, by the way, running lengthways, so he's hitting into a narrow green. He doesn't have the benefit of maybe spiking on the front, give it some time to stop. No, he's got to drop it onto the narrow part of the green and spike it. What does he do? Drops it on the narrow part of the green and spikes it. Scottie Scheffler is doing everything right now. There is nothing that he is not best on the tour at right now. Getting to watch that guy yesterday, if you were bored by it, and that's okay, it's your thing. If you were bored by that yesterday, you just don't like golf. And that's, again, I'm not saying that as like an insult or derogatory. We had a guy earlier that texted the show and said, I would rather slide down a board of raised razors into a vat of buzzard puke than watch golf. I get it. But if you watched that round yesterday and you were not entertained, you don't need to waste any more weekends trying to figure out if you like watching golf, because you don't. What Scottie did yesterday was one of the best golf rounds I've seen in a very long time. Maybe not the most compelling, maybe not the most competitive, but it wasn't competitive because Scottie Scheffler made it not competitive. Scottie Scheffler beat everybody else. This was a case of a handful of golfers playing excellent golf and him just playing even better golf. Scottie Scheffler grabs green jacket number 2 in the last 3 years. Congratulations to Scottie. Dude is the best in the world right now, and it's not a question mark. Let's get to item numero dos. Yesterday was the final day of the
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Regular season of the National Basketball Association, and it was wild, dude. It was absolutely wild. And now our playoff brackets are locked in over in the East. The only spot in the East that was solidified yesterday going into the day were either the 9 and 10 play-in spots with Chicago and Atlanta and the number 1 overall seed, the Boston Celtics. Those were locked in. Everybody else 2 through 8 could have moved around, and they did. The Knicks end up stealing the 2 seed away from the Bucks, who dropped down to number 3. Cleveland locks up the 4 spot after they take an L to Charlotte yesterday. The Magic get the 5 and the Pacers get the 6. So our play-in tournament looks this way. We will open in the East on Wednesday when the Philadelphia 76ers take on the Miami Heat, and the Chicago Bulls, the 9 seed, take on the 10 seed Atlanta Hawks. On Friday, the loser of Philly v Miami will get the winner of Atlanta and Chicago. The winner of that game will go in as the 8 seed. The winner of Philly Miami on Wednesday will go in as the 7th seed. Over in the West, oh, by the way, and your playoff pairings for everybody else, Boston gets the 8 seed. seed, the secondary play-in winner. The Knicks get the 7 seed. That is the primary playoff winner. The Bucks and the Pacers, a 3-6 matchup in round one. The Cavs and the Magic are your 4-5 in round one. Over in the West, the Young Boys get it done. On the final day of the season, Chet Holmgren and his Oklahoma City Thunder jump up and get the 1 seed. They send the reigning, defending, undisputed Denver Nuggets down to the 2 seed. And would you look at that? Going into the last weekend, the Minnesota Timberwolves hold the 1 seed. They end up at the 3 seed. The Clippers get the 4. They were locked in going into the weekend. The Mavs get the 5. They were locked in going into the weekend. Up for grabs was 6 through 10. How did it shape up? Well, New Orleans decided to choke in the last game at home against the Lakers. They give LeBron a triple-double, and the Suns get the win in the last day of the NBA regular season. So Phoenix will have the 6 seed, and yet again, my Pellies are banished to the play-in tournament. They will be the 7 seed. They will open up the play-in tournament, taking on for a second consecutive time LeBron and his Lakers, who are the 8 seed. The 9-10 matchup are the Sacramento Kings hosting the Golden State Warriors. Tomorrow, the Pelicans and the Lakers at 7:30, the Kings and the Dubs at 10 p.m. The loser of the Pelicans and the Lakers will take on the winner of the Kings and Golden State. The winner of that game will be the 8 seed. The winner of the Pelicans and the Lakers will go in as the 7 seed when it's all said and done. Your first round matchups out in the West, the Thunder get the 1 seed. They will take on the secondary play-in winner. Lonzo, am I wrong for wanting the Pelicans to lose to the Lakers but win the second game because I'd rather see Oklahoma City in the first round than the Denver Nuggets?
No, that's just gamemanship or whatever you want to call it. You're just looking ahead going, okay, I think my team can beat this team but not that team.
Yeah, I think they can beat the Thunder. I don't think they can beat the Nuggets. I don't think anybody can beat the Nuggets.
Do you really foresee a 7th or 8th seed winning the whole thing?
No, the only... All right, so of the play-in teams, Sacramento, Golden State, New Orleans, and Los Angeles... If I asked you if a team was going to make a shock run out of the play-in tournament between Sacramento, Golden State, New Orleans, and Los Angeles, who's your pick? For me, it's New Orleans. And that's not a homer. That's just the Young Boys were playing well for a stretch.
Well, I think, unfortunately, it depends on how well Golden State's playing.
That's also true.
And they've been
Golden State had a chance not
well
to be the 10 seed.
Bit, yeah.
Had a chance not to be the 10 seed, and they got punked by the Pelicans down the stretch. That's kind of why I say New Orleans. They went to Golden State and punked them. They also went to Sacramento and punked them on the road, too. They just couldn't get it done in the final one against the Lakers. Denver gets the 7 seed, which is the winner of the Pelicans-Lakers opening play-in round. The 3 seed Timberwolves are going to host the number 6 seed Phoenix Suns, and the LA Clippers will play the Dallas Mavericks. That is your 4-5 matchup. Those games will start after the play-in game, obviously. Your NBA Finals, as it is, Lonzo, April 15th. Your NBA Finals start on June 6th. June, not May 6th. June 6th, the NBA Finals start.
Are you complaining about that? I mean, I'm okay with that.
That is an almost 2-month playoffs. That's not wild. Almost two months of playoffs.
How long is the college football playoff going to
be? I don't think it's 2 months.
Okay. Well,
we'll see.
So you're complaining about us having more sports going all the way through June.
I'm just saying that's a long time. Listen, I'm good with it. I'm just saying 2 months is a long playoffs, right?
And then we get Olympics and then it's football season. I don't have a problem.
Okay, except when you put it that way. Let's get to item number 3. A couple of interesting baseball series down the stretch for the Clemson Tigers and the South Carolina Gamecocks. South Carolina went on the road down to Florida. A good Florida team. Not a great Florida team. A good Florida team. A Florida team that was hanging out around the 17, 18, 20 mark. 2 out of 3 turned into dubs for South Carolina. They did give back the Sunday game, but the offense finally starting to wake up. Gamecocks were struggling from the dish. A lot of K's. A lot of backwards K's for the Gamecocks before this weekend. 28 runs scattered across 3 games on the road at Florida. A team that for the last couple of years has put up some really impressive pitching staffs. South Carolina able to go on the road down to Gainesville and take 2 out of 3 from a top 25 team that moves the Gamecocks to a season record of 25-11 overall. I would not be shocked to see the Gamecocks back inside the top 25. 25 when those polls come out later on today. Clemson baseball, the exact opposite. Dropped a 3-game set against NC State. They did salvage the weekend with a 7-0 shutout win yesterday, but the two losses doubled the conference loss total for the Tigers. They are now at 11-4. They are 29-6 overall. The good news is that Clemson is still very much a powerhouse within the ACC as it stands right now. They went into this with just a pair of conference losses. They walk out now with four. That puts them one game better in the conference than the 10-5 Seminoles of Florida State. They also do have one more win, despite the two losses, than third in the Atlantic and C State. In the conference, they trail only North Carolina with a 14-4 conference mark overall. Clemson right now sitting second in the ACC at 29-6 with the overall record. They are a half game up on North Carolina in the overall record. Interestingly enough, a team that they beat the hell out of, the Noles, do have a better overall record at 30-5. Clemson holds the better conference record right now. So a little college baseball rounds out our water cooler cheat sheet.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.